1. What do you mean you're in labor? Christy Manning asked her sister.
I didn't say that, exactly, Taylor Palmer said. Her palms flattened against her protruding abdomen. She lowered her eyelashes, taking a long, slow breath.
You can't be in labor. I just got here. My suitcases are still in the trunk of my car.
Christy bolted to her feet and shoved the dark curls away from her face with both hands. She'd been driving for nearly 3 days to be with her sister for the birth of this baby, but she hadn't counted on the blessed event happening quite so soon.
What do you want me to do? She asked, regaining her poise. In her opinion, there was plenty of reason for alarm. The Lazy P, Russ and Taylor's cattle ranch, was miles outside Cougar Point, the closest town, and there wasn't a neighbor in sight.
Taylor's husband, Russ, was driving his sister Mandy over to a friend's house and doing a couple of errands before heading back to the ranch. At most, he'd be gone only an hour, or so he'd claimed. But a lot could happen in an hour.
I'm not convinced this is the real thing, Taylor said in an apparent effort to reassure Christy, but her hands caressed her stomach as she spoke.
I've never been in labor before, so I'm not exactly sure what to expect.
Trying to gather her scattering wits, Christy circled the kitchen table. First and foremost, she needed to keep calm. Mentally, she reviewed the recent classes she'd taken through the local library. She knew CPR and enough karate to defend herself. Great, she could knock someone out and then revive him. A lot of good either of those skills was going to do her in this situation. She swallowed a feeling of impending panic. She wasn't even supposed to be in Montana. Her mother was the one who'd planned to make the trip, only Elizabeth Manning had taken a fall and broken her leg. She was having trouble getting around and would be little or no help to Taylor. Since Christy had a couple of weeks of vacation due, she'd volunteered to come and stay with her sister. It wasn't any sacrifice on her part. Christy and Taylor had always been close. Unfortunately, no one had bothered to tell her she was going to be stuck alone on a cattle ranch with her 9 months pregnant sister, who was feeling funny. It all seemed unreal. Christy had arrived late the night before, too late to do more than greet everyone, haul her overnight bag into the guest bedroom, and fall exhausted into bed.
Stop looking like you expect to deliver this baby on your own, Taylor said, smiling up at her sister.
But Miss Scarlet, I don't know nothing about birthing no babies, Christy wailed in a southern drawl.
She might be teasing, but what she said was the honest-to-goodness truth. None of this was supposed to be happening, at least not like this. Taylor should be living in Seattle with the rest of her family. Instead, Christy's older sister had gone to Montana a year earlier, and to everyone's surprise, married a cattle rancher 3 months later. At the time, Christy couldn't imagine what had possessed her cultured, cosmopolitan sister to marry someone like Russ Palmer, especially in Reno, without a single family member present. Their father hadn't been pleased at being cheated out of the chance to walk his daughter down the aisle, but once he'd met Russ, the rancher had won him over. Russ had reassured everyone in the family without even trying. Taylor and her husband had flown to Seattle at the end of May to celebrate her parents' wedding anniversary. It was then that he'd met Christy and her three brothers. Taylor winced and her eyes drifted shut again. Her display of pain effectively cut off Christy's thoughts. She held her breath until she saw the tension slowly ease from her sister's body.
What happened?
I felt a funny pain, that's all. Don't worry. It wasn't anything.
A funny pain? And you don't want me to worry? Christy echoed.
She couldn't keep the panic out of her voice.
Then why do I have this urge to boil water?
Taylor, forever calm and serene in a crisis, grinned.
Don't worry. I've been having these pains off and on for the past week, but...
But what? Christy asked.
But these feel different. I don't know how to explain it.
She rose haltingly to her feet.
I think it might be a good idea if I got dressed.
Right, Christy said, as if the idea was a stroke of genius.
Me too.
With her arm around what remained of Taylor's waist, Christy led her sister down the hallway that went to the master bedroom.
Do you need any help?
Don't be ridiculous. Almost before the words had left her lips, Taylor let out a cry and pressed one shoulder to the wall, while clutching her stomach.
Christy was instantly alarmed.